Blog Talk Radio.
You should come through tonight. I only
already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you expel what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need ya. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side.
I'm way too western. Could it be my favorite ethnicity? I'm just undressing all of these sections of my thoughts.
In the mirror, I see the woman down and out. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering Thank you. hit the gas and it passed. That's your bag list. Living lavish, low-key average. On the rap, on the move, at the passion. She just like it, she just like it. Like the hot shit, on the rise shit. Fight it, she not righteous. Want the prices, want the highest. I got it, Keisha, roll. I just keep a folded, mama, no. I can't keep no hoes. Call my phone, I know that she going. Don't know where she going, she never alone. We never corona, so Visa grab my life. My bitch is back tomorrow, she just might stay alive. My second breath is wrong, my test is wrong. That second guess is on, that would have gone in no life.
Y'all can hear me or not, but good evening, good evening, good evening. Somebody touched me, hit me back channel, let me know if you can hear me because I'm having technical difficulties. I'm working with two different phones here and neither one of them seem to be working right. So welcome to Poetic Therapy. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, my co-host. I don't know what's going on, but I hope he's all right. I'm going to send up some prayers for him, but this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Okay, thank you, baby. this is messing with me right now. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And rest of y'all that's on here, press 1. I see you listening. I see you listening. Come on, participate with me. I love you, too. And y'all be patient with me because I'm just, I don't know, my signal in the air is really, really messed up this evening. So I'm going to try my best, all right? This is Poetic Therapy. This is always open mic here. I'm going to try and find something to read for y'all because I'm a little off tonight. Before I get started, though, I want to send a wonderful big old shout out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Without him, there would be no us. Now, the title of this piece is called Black is My Crown. Is my crown. Black is everything. Encompassing all that life is, has to give, and will continue to be. Black is life, bringing forth life continuously. Black is the bronze hue of my naturally sun-kissed skin. Black is every color in the spectrum of creation. So black is beautiful and balanced. Whether in the face or absence of fear, black is now and here. Because black is strength and diversity and togetherness. Yet sometimes set apart for the most outstanding presentation. It can make you look good. Black is you, black is me, black is we, black is all that be. Black is the reason for falling back in love with love. Black is love. Black is spirituality vibrating at the highest frequency of knowing thyself. Kenneth New. Black land, black people, black God. Black because black is knowledge and ancestry. I am aware of me. Black is ghetto, black is class, black is I wish I would. I'll tighten up that ass. Black is I wouldn't trade it for the world. So always bring me back in black, each lifetime's lesson to be learned. Black is truth. There is no light without black. Black is and always will be everything. Black is my crown. Black is everything. And that's that piece. Hope y'all like that. Man, I hope y'all can hear me. I'm going to go over here and I'm going to open up this next microphone, this first microphone to C-34 Music. Hope this device is acting right. Even my tablet is acting up. Hey, C-Double, welcome to Poetic Therapy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me?
I can hear you great. I can hear you just fine. Oh, thank goodness, because I was feeling some kind of way. My co-host ain't here. My devices is acting up.
Lord,
have mercy.
Yeah, there's an echo. I'm good.
Oh, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I don't hear it, but if you say it's there, it's more than likely it is. I'm sorry. Well, I'm trying here. you know, this new technology and these devices are supposed to be a thing of convenience for us to make us more efficient. But when one thing goes wrong with them, they become a hindrance. You know?
That's true.
Well, welcome to Poetic Therapy. And
now. You know I'm going to come at you with the music playlist and stuff.
Okay. I was trying to keep y'all entertained while I got my shit together.
So I'm gonna,
come on, get to
I'm,
it. Which
I'm,
got
I got to get to it. It just makes me think, you know.
Why y'all, you pumping? You sound like you need a pacifier. I'm standing on the side of the house saying, why the freak you lying?
Lord have mercy.
I'm like,
well,
I'm like,
you know what? I hope you were entertained. I, you know what? Honestly, I think, yeah, a lot of them do sound the same. Some of them sound like they are, they're whining. But I still like the music all the same. You know, it's all good.
And their runs are so diuretic.
Some of them, yeah. Some of them.
Yeah,
all of them, Lord have mercy. It's all good, though. Yeah. Some of them can be an acquired taste. But for the most part, I still like some of the music, you know. So, but in the meantime, as they say, in between time, in the meantime, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
I'm going to play a role here.
Okay.
And this is the disclaimer.
This is the disclaimer.
I'm not a cheater.
I'm not an adulterer.
But this poem is about
that.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Honestly speaking, from my shame of cheating, the strawberry taste of your nectar is nutritious and pleasurable and wrong. I don't want you in my conscience. I belong on paper to another. I don't want you becoming a fatal distraction, planning to murder my blessing. You're interrupting my sleep and clarity with your undeniable, undefined beauty. And I've mapped out every possible position, every destination of incognito, unfilmed sections where we could sexually get down. But we both know I'm more than this. This is why your attention and attraction to me increases every second. Personality-wise, you would get oh so on my nerves. Animalistic-wise, our kingdoms would be wild. With no need to tidy up breaking desks, tables, and beds, as I create a choir and symphony orchestra emanating from your voice, screaming approvals and repetition of the word yes, combined with profanity in a good way, bringing you to a climatic crescendo. I refuse to reside in fantasy because forbidden passions can go but oh so far in this temporary tendency to be in your presence. That's why you shall never be told these confidential thoughts due to the reason we'd act upon them. Like we signed a waiver form saying that we'd be sued and incriminated from telling our friends how spectacular it was. Besides, I love and respect, honor, and cherish who I'm with. I'm quite sure you don't give a care. You want to give you to me. We both know what this is. We inside this dance of seduction. You have examined and imagined my dimensions move and the power of each thrust, the grind, the gentleness, the conversation that brings you to spontaneous combustion. You lose track of how many times you cried out for your God and let parts of your soul escape. Flesh, no matter how we engage, when you are with me, you cling, not wanting to let go, keeping me in your bondage. Your legs become handcuffs and shackles,
trying to enslave my sanity. Can't take that chance. Can't stay in your presence. Weak as I am, no fine lady of artistic expression. Can't go there. And through this masquerade party, besides, I realized that she could have that same REM sleep to send into other levels in another venue. That's that piece.
Wow. That was pretty deep tonight. Oh, that was all right, though. I mean, I'm a fan, but that, I think that was the deepest one that I've heard you spit out of all your pieces. Oh, and I like that a lot.
From temptation and imagination.
Running away from temptation and imagination. Running away from
it. Yeah, that it was. It was an awesome piece, too. Damn. Hey, I'm a little lost for words, but that was pretty. I can't wait to listen to the playback because I really want to hear that again. Man. Kind of threw me off
Thank
there.
You.
I was kind of expecting the norm from you. That's not the norm for you. That one was pretty deep there. I like that a
you
lot.
Know,
that
you
one.
Know,
Thank
the
you.
Negra, I wanted to change
you know,
from the venom that I've been given on poetic therapy. I wanted to give you something different.
I wanted to give you something different.
And that you did, for sure. And I appreciate that. And I'm sure the listeners appreciated it, too. Thank you very much. I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office. You are actually the first one over there, so you get to pick which door you want to go through. You can pick the female therapist, or you can pick the male therapist, who usually reserves himself for my sexy diva, Ms. VIP. So the choice is yours. But there's a glass of wine waiting over there for you and a recliner. Going over there.
Look, as long as I don't have those singers that you had on the playlist whining
on the playlist
in there, I'm good.
No, I don't think they're playing that kind of music. Theirs is more of a zen sound than anything. All right. Thank you so much, C-Double. One love,
You're
one love.
You're very welcome. One love, one mic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was C-Double 34 Music. I'm going to open up this next mic, see if I can get a little bit better with my technical issues here to Lady A.
Hey.
Hello, Lady A. Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Thank you. Terrible echo.
Okay,
I hear it.
Now I hear it. I'm having issues with my signal. So y'all try and bear with me.
Shut up, real.
My phone is doing all kinds of tricks tonight. Can you still hear me?
Yep, I can. I think the echo is on.
I still hear it.
Yeah.
Let's try and work through it anyway, because I can actually hear you clearly.
Okay.
So
what are we therapizing?
It's always an open mic here. Let me see if I can get back to my... Okay.
You want me to try to call back?
I don't think it's you, love. I think it's just me. Let me see if I mute I'm gonna mute myself and I'm gonna let you just go ahead and do your piece. That might help. Okay. The mic is yours.
Okay. I haven't got one really picked out yet. I was waiting to see what the story was, if everybody was, if it had a theme or not. I know it's open, but I'm trying to find something that I haven't.
Anything you want to read is fine. I'm going to mute myself now. It's always open mic, like I said.
Okay, I'm going to read it when it's called Broken. I've read it before, but I'm not sure on this show. Broken. I am like a broken puppet whose eyes have fallen inside, a plaster marionette moving on command. Fingertips, bone exposed, dressed in onyx black robe, an ornament hung from nooses, destined to die. Pyre of sycamore wood, crimson flames lick a purple sky, my heart now rust with chambers copper and bronze. Fire reflects in my eyes, now topaz, like gems falling inside. Accessories of pain that like shrapnel in my veins. From rope-strung noose, crimson blood flows loose. Bayonets await my fall, chambers of my heart are mauled. Purple fingertips and toes, exsanguinated purple lips. And pretty puppet ponders death peacefully, perishing perhaps. Time for change, stop the fight. Tired of struggle called life. Cut the strings to this marionette, this way I can forget. Worse things in life endured, some just never can be cured. My heart is wood, body worn, my eyes dead, fallen inside. End poem.
Whoa. The echo on?
I think so.
Nope, I still hear myself. I still hear me. That piece was
hear
beautiful,
you.
Lady A, as always.
Thank you. It's very dark. I'm in a very dark place. And I'm trying to work things out in my own, for my own mind, in my own heart, but it's not doing real well.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about that later. When the show is over, okay, if you're still up, and
yeah.
I'll hit you up back, channel, all right? But that
okay.
Still was a really, really, that was a great piece. But I'm going to send you over there to the therapist's office. Get yourself a glass of wine and go on in there and talk to you. You got the male therapist and you got the female therapist, and we'll talk later,
okay.
All right, love?
Okay.
All right,
thank
sweetie.
You.
One love, one mic. You're welcome. All right. Oh, goodness gracious. I'm so sorry, everybody, with this echo thing. I'm going to try and open up this next mic and see how it goes. Hello, for real. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what a deal. What a deal.
What's going on with your love? Great to hear your voice.
Hey, I'm just cold chilling, cold relaxing, sitting back. We got a little bit of gas and stuff, little bubbles going on. Everything's cool.
You got this. Well, it's a natural bodily function.
Mm-hmm. I just, this is poetic therapy, so I just thought I'd mention the bubbles and the gas and functionality. You know what I'm saying? I'm just smooth, girl. How you doing, Miss Pearly?
Oh, aside from my technical issues, I'm doing great.
Good girl, you know what I'm saying?
Fine.
You gotta sprinkle a little bit of holy water in the air over those technical situations. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, most definitely.
You know what I mean? Good with you. I don't hear not a one echo right now. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is how you calm those spirits down. You rebuke them.
Yeah.
And they flee.
Yeah.
And they flee. Your voice sounds very harmonic tonight. What's going on? Is there a new love in your life?
I wish. No, my situation ain't got no situation. No. Only fantasies and memories. Am I having what?
Fornication.
There's no fornication whatsoever. My situation has no situation. There hasn't been any fornication for a couple years now. So it is what it is. It's a choice.
You can fornicate.
Well, it's a spiritual thing. I know I can, but it's a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you fornicate, you take on the certain energies of the other party, and I don't want to bring that into my life
You don't want to party. Allow your spirit to fornicate, girl. My spirit will fornicate with your spirit. Mm-hmm. Spirit to spirit fornication is a good thing, I think. I'm not sure if I've ever done it myself. You know, but yeah, and look, as long as you're living a great and prosperous life, non-fornication could be good for you. I'm not sure.
Well, it's abundant. I'll put it that way. It's abundant.
You haven't blown up yet, so, you know, it's still good, I guess.
Yeah. It's all good.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the topic of the night is non-fornication versus fornication. Well, you want to save that for next Wednesday?
Let's save that for next Wednesday, because this is open mic.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm just coming in here. I'm trying to calm your nerves, first of all, okay?
I'm good.
I'm trying to calm you down. Are you sure? Do you need me to say more stuff?
I love you for it. I do. I love you for it. Thank you. I had to breathe a little bit because everything was going a little haywire in here for me, but I'm good now.
I noticed that.
I'm good.
Yeah, I noticed that, and I was feeling the energy. But right now, like I said, everything is smooth. Everything gets better, you know. I don't hear no echo, and we're good to go. I see a couple hands raised in the building. Shout out to Miss Monday. Hey, baby, love. Miss Monday's in the building, too.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I see a subliminal message there. I see you got a very important person in the building. You got a very important person in the building and everything. Whoever that is. Mm-hmm. Hello to Lady A. What's up, Lady A? Shabadoo. I see my brother C Double. I want to mess his name up tonight. CW34. Music. He's going to be mad at me. CW34. I didn't get a chance to mess your name up last week, bro. So I just wanted to mess it up tonight. What's up, little brother? What's up? Okay. And Miss Pearly, you're doing great, though. You're doing a great thing, girl. I feel your energy is luscious.
Hello? Oh, my. I like that. I don't think I've ever been called luscious. I've been called a lot of names, but luscious, I'm going to have to add to it now.
It's a lusciousness to your character. It sort of like reminds me on a cold wintry night, right? And there's frost and there's snow outside the window's pane, and you just heated up some hot chocolate with marshmallows, and there's candles lit, and the chocolate is warm. It's not boiling hot. It's nice and warm where you can ingest it by sipping it the way you want to without having to blow over it, you know. It's a lusciousness about that thick, creamy, hot chocolate that you possess.
I really, really, really like what you just said. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate
just don't
that.
Well, you're welcome. Just don't have to repeat it.
You feel all warm and gushy inside like a chocolate chip cookie fresh out of the oven. I like that.
Oh, listen.
Thank you for that.
I love that.
Yes, that was very, very warm of you.
Well, thank you. I don't know where it comes from, you know.
Oh, thank you. Are for real the poet, so.
Well, yeah, that's what
it doesn't
say.
Surprise me.
Shout out to Stan the Man, the Mountain Man. Mountain Man. Yeah.
Mountain Man.
He may be wrestling a bear or something right now. You never know.
He may very well be up there in the mountains mm-hmm. like that. You know, it's a bunch of trees and, mm-hmm. and high grass and animals and stuff.
Amnon, I can't try to say that one more time. But, you know.
Aminals.
Amnon, no, I'm not, I can't even get the first syllable through. Amnable, yeah. You know he has a full beard. Most mountain men carry a full beard. They say your face
yes,
will freeze off up in those mountains. Yeah, your face
yeah.
will freeze off in those mountains. You know, he's like...
Yeah,
I've spent time
in the mountains.
You spent time in the mountain, what you said?
I spent time in the mountains. A couple of summers I've spent time in the mountains, and it does, it gets super, super, it's like everything freezes over at night. And when the sun is rising, it all starts to warm up and melt and come back to normal, then it's super hot. I've been up there in the mountains a couple of times.
Yeah, they say that atmosphere does, it changes the complexion of your skin.
It does. It absolutely does, honey. I was pitch black up there. I spent time in the Poconos a couple of summers. And,
Poconos,
it's nice.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice,
yes,
but it does get
yes.
super, super ice cold
different,
at
different
night.
Type of, yeah, the oxygen level is totally different, you know. It's very cleansing.
Yeah, fresh air.
Poconos is a beautiful place. Yeah, Poconos is a beautiful place when you want that wintry scene, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good deal.
You know,
it is
very
nice.
Yeah, I have to say, Ms. Pearly, that this has been very therapeutic for me, having this discussion with you.
Oh, that's wonderful. This is poetic therapy. This is the place for it.
Yes, it
well,
is.
I'm glad.
I'm starting to hear roboticness. Do you hear that from my side?
Uh-oh. I don't. You're actually crystal clear.
Oh, my God, because I was scared to death. Because, you know, as soon as I start doing the piece, that's when I start sounding like Robo or Negro. Hey,
I've noticed that.
But it's been very therapeutic having this discussion. I'm sitting here. I'm stretched across my bed, and I have my fireplace going, you know. The ambiance is really nice. I'm feeling pretty good, you know. I got the night off, and I'm trying to chill myself down. I feel like I have to do so much, you know, and cover so much, especially when I got free time. But, you know, sometimes I just like to try to, especially on my weekends off, I like to try to make time stand still. Because these days go by so quick, and the next thing you know, I'm back on the farm, back at work. So I'm trying to slow my weekend down. You know, but I got the fireplace going, Miss Bill. So I throw out there to you ladies, I send out there S-O-friggin-S. If you would like to share the ambience of my fireplace, huh, you can reach me at 3243 North Winwick Street, huh. Hey, just ring the bottom bell, and I'll come from the top, and I'll meet you there. Mm-hmm. Baby, baby. Shaboing.
There you have it, ladies. For real, the poet has spoken. He has given you his coordinates to his location. So y'all,
oh, yeah, I like that word.
Yeah, you know, you take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
My coordinates.
I'd like to know. We'd all like to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
I just want to know why y'all all up in my business, want to know what I got.
You did divulge, willingly divulge information to us.
Well, I'm just saying, but, you know, that was good, pertinent information. The other stuff, like what did I bring, what the hell, and all that kind of stuff, that's kind of personal. Do I have to say?
Well, this is a kind of personal show. This is poetic therapy. You know, therapy is kind of personal.
I forgot. All right, so I'm gonna keep it a buck. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you because your voice is, the sound of your voice is just hypnotizing me and throwing me off.
Uh oh. Well, I'll tell you what. Whenever you're ready, The mic is yours.
Hey. Alrighty then. I have a little sappy piece. I just picked up a random piece. I'm not going into all these specifics and all that stuff. It's just a random piece, and I'm going to do it. And I hope I do it well enough that you guys can say, yeah, that was dope. That was pretty cool. That was nice. That's worth it. Shit. You know. This piece is titled She'll Never Know. Okay? And it's very sappy, so don't judge me. She'll never know. We'll never know how much I truly loved her. I didn't know until the stars told me so. The moon in its glow lit candles. She will never know. I didn't. But a broken heart told me so. When the world I was standing in with her stopped spinning, when the birds refused to sing those beautiful songs, when the sky took away its rainbows. I should have known, but I didn't, until it was all gone. I didn't know. Thought takes place in the heart. Sometimes I think too much, but how could I with this broken heart? She will never know. I didn't know. Love. Once the feeling that I was feeling went numb, love's touch no longer held on, no longer in my grip. I'd lost it, love's fingertips. Her hand lost its softness. Alone sits this life, lifeless, stranded in an abandoned forest. The grass once green, the sky the brightest blues, now browned and grayed without you. Rough ends, how terrible. I wish that I knew sooner. Gray are the clouds now without you. She will never know. She will never know. She will never know, and I'm glad that I never told her so. Shit, worth more than words as far as emotions go. They run deep. They flow like streams within this river that is me. But she will never know how much I loved her. She left before our favorite song ended. There was so much left to be sang. Happiness, togetherness, melancholy pains ranged, many droplets, blood-stained droplets on a white shag carpet where we once laid. Our songs played on repeat on an old 45 record, the song where shit got fucked up at. Skip. She will never know. Skip. She will never know. Skip. She will never skip. How much I loved her. She will never get to see this middle finger or the piss I pissed on that dress she left. She will never know. Skip. She will never know. Skip. That this poem is dedicated to her. She will never know. She will never know. She will never know. She will never know. How much I loved her. For real.
You know what? Every time I hear that piece, I become enthralled in it. I get caught up in it. Especially when you get to that part, skip, she will never know, skip, and the other parts throughout it when you say that word. That's a very powerful piece, and your voice, oh man, it's your, can I say attitude, your tone, it really, like, it pushes in a certain way where we truly, truly feel that peace. Can I hold you hostage for the rest of the show?
Yes, you can. Yeah,
well, that's
I'm
awesome.
Here.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. You know, but that was wonderful piece. I really, really, you know, I'm just a tiny, tiny bit envious because you've been doing this so long, and I'm trailing behind you, but at the same time, I'm learning every day from you, and I really, really have a major amount of respect for you and love. And
well,
I appreciate
you. Well, thank you.
And that peace is awesome. So thank you.
Well, thank you for your kind words. I will say this about you for saying that. You've come a long way in a very short period of time. And your writing has been improving almost on a daily basis. I've seen you grow so much. I've seen your pen grow so much. I've seen you transfer from one genre to the next, from one form of writing to the next. You're doing splendid on the level that you're at. You're being you, and that's what we get from when you spill your pieces and you put it out there in the atmosphere. You're doing just great where you are, sweet love.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Well, so you're staying here with me. The therapist is going to have to wait. I hope that you're pleased with them since you left me in charge of picking them. I think they do a pretty good job. Aside from when two particular poets come on, they have their attention. But they've been doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They caught a break from them for a while, so they've been doing pretty good. But
I think that Galinda person was fired. I think she was fired last week. I caught them. She was, had Poetic bent over in the back lounge. I don't understand what was going on back there, but they had Poetic bent over back there.
Oh, no. She's like the mixologist. She was doing such a good job. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm going to hear about this. I'm going to hear about this.
She was mixing mythology right there. She was mixing it up. She had my bro bent over back in the back lounge. And if he's not here to listen and to hear him being put on the bus, that's his fault.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm definitely going to have a talk. We're going to have a corporate meeting about this. But in the meantime, let me do this real quick. All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Poetic Therapy on the For Real Entertainment Network.
Mm-hmm.
I am your host,
yes,
Pearl Negra, and I am joined by, this is special for me. I'm joined by the CEO of Epiphany Radio. For Real, the poet.
What a day. Take your sock off.
The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. For those of you streaming online, you want to call in and make sure you press that one so you can participate.
Press that one. Miss Pearly, before you continue, can I just read to you something someone inboxed me?
Please.
Okay, I'm not going to say the name of the person, but they're dear. I love them. And they said they loved that piece that I did. And they said that fornication is good if you have a knowledgeable partner. Otherwise, it's a waste of clean sheets. So saith the poet.
Wait a minute. If I have a knowledgeable partner, is that what they said?
Yeah, not you per se. It's that fornication is good if you have a knowledgeable partner. Otherwise, it's a waste of clean sheets. They weren't talking about you. They were just saying how fornication could be good.
I agree. I do agree. Well, thank you very much for sharing that. And,
I'm not going to say any names, but thank you, Lady A, for sending
that
to me. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Well, how about we open up this next microphone? I believe this lady goes by the affectionate term, Miss Monday.
Affectionate term of Miss Monday.
Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Happy Saturday. Monday's in the building.
It's Saturday.
Right.
Hey, welcome to Poetic Therapy.
I know my day of the week, but I need my therapy tonight.
Well, you can't.
You need it on Monday, too. You need it on Monday, too.
Absolutely. And look, I was doing triple duty on Monday, and I still made it and was able to pick up my pants.
Yes, you did. Yes, you
did.
Hold on. Let me Malcolm X my living room. My grandkids are acting like they just met me. Hold on. Y'all laughing. Did you hear the room go silent? I raised one finger.
Yes, I did.
Everybody stop talking.
Oh, that's
enough, man.
I did.
Don't play with me. I'm Gigi on the weekend. So I'm going to do a piece that's inspired by them. And La Perla Negra has made it very clear that this is open mic every Sunday. Every Saturday. Mm-hmm. Get from underneath your coat. So if you don't get your whole life. Look, for the love of Jesus, look, I'm going to need you. Line up. Have a seat. Chronological order. Big, little, sir. Thank you. So I want to put them in my piece right quick, but I don't want them to, kill the vibe. But the reality is
Tina
this.
Storm.
Yeah.
Tina Storm. Will you be freestyling?
I'm going to freestyle something, yes. And I'm going to use my grandchildren as my inspiration because they're here right now. So I try to include them whenever possible.
Okay, good. Great. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. I love the holidays. My birthday is actually 2 days before Christmas. December 23rd is my birthday, and I usually spend it with just my immediate family. This year won't be any different. I'm going to have Christmas dinner like I had Thanksgiving dinner at my daughter's house, so it'll be with my daughter, my son-in-law, his parents, grandmother, and my famous three grandchildren. So I'm dedicating my piece to my family. I always tell people this because a lot of people don't understand it, that I am Puerto Rican on the weekend, so I'm titling my freestyle this evening, Familia.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. On this evening, it's Saturday, actually the last one of the year that I will still be able to say I'm 51 years old. We were in the car, and my middle granddaughter said, I'm 7 now. And I said, you know what I'm going to be next Thursday? She said, what? I said, 5 plus 2. She said, 52? I said, no, if you add 5 and 2 together, what do you get, Danny?
7.
You get 7. So that's okay. I'm not trying to act like I'm not an old lady. I know who I am. I'm the Gigi in this family. I know that particular grandchild always saw me as Grandma Light, and my mother, because she's my mom, used to like to tell on me. She was actually crawling, not even able to walk upright yet, when she scooted down the stairs in her diaper and nightgown and told my mom that she was upset. And she said, what's wrong? And that child right there said, Gigi did it. I was done. I didn't even know that was a possibility for a child to try to one-up you in the place that you reside. I mean, in my domicile, she made me feel little and small. It was like she was talking about her, and I was her, and I was upstairs. And she came downstairs to ask my mama for some milk and cookies in my Bernie Mac voice. So I was excited, and I was disappointed. But the reality is this. They each have their own personality. The oldest of the three's name is Juliana Denise. What do you want to be when you grow up, baby? a physician that gets rid of lupus.
She wants to eradicate a disease that I was diagnosed with, and that means the world to me. So when I take the youngest of these famous three to the barbershop every 2 weeks so he can get his hair cut, his fade tight and right, and what do you like to have on the side of your haircut, sir? What's this? An interesting?
An interesting part.
He wants to have an interesting part. That's the part that got me. It's so nice when he has the dove and he folds it lengthwise and hands it to the barber and tells him to keep the change. A kid's haircut is $17, and so that $3 that he's gifting the barber with for me, he thinks it was a big deal, and that's okay, because I still have to give him an additional tip. That's just who I am. But the reality is this. I'm the person that I am, and my poetry speaks to what I love. And nothing means more to me under the sky above than the people that are related to me. And they are mi familia. And this weekend, I've been blessed on Sabado and Domingo to have my grandchildren. I'm not their abuelo. I'm just their grandmother. They refer to me as Gigi, and they are
the famous three.
And mean the world to me. I'm Gina Storm, and that's my piece.
Wow. You know, you show so much love for your family in your pieces. You really do. You always find a way to include them, regardless of what you're talking about, whether it be
it's
about the past.
Started snapping their fingers.
It's all right.
I love
snap
it.
Them fingers, baby.
Thank
it's
you
all
so
good.
Much.
It's all good. And
it's a pleasure. They love this. They love to share the mic with me. And I love to share with them because they're an age now where this isn't an intrusion. It's just part of their day-to-day life. They understand that I'm both Gina Storm and their Gigi.
Absolutely. For real? What you got for that?
Gigi on the weekend. Hey. Gigi on the weekend. Hey. I thought that was so endearing, you know, the way you delivered that piece, the content and the context of that piece with adding your grandchildren in there. That was so beautifully done. I like that. That was almost like watching an old school Christmas story, you know, or something like that. I love that.
Oh,
I
yeah.
love that Monday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Monday on Saturday, yes.
Monday and Saturday. I like it, Dad.
I appreciate y'all. I do. I love it here. Poetry therapy, I usually can navigate this one. Monday nights, even if I just do my show and no other show before I get to the Soul Cafe, or on Monday nights if I step in and I join Rain, I want to be part of the poetry community that's meant so much to me, even if I have other things going on in my life. But the reality is this, I don't know who thinks that they don't need it, but I know we all do. We all need therapy. That's just how we're supposed to be day to day. Poetry is definitely music.
It is. It's therapy.
I
appreciate y'all. Really. Like, I need this release. And it was awesome. And so they were so excited because I thought their last day of school was Friday. And come to find out, they got school Monday, Tuesday, and a half day Wednesday. And I was like, ugh.
Oh,
that's terrible. So I can only have them tonight. And I got them, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner tomorrow. But they have to go home by bedtime because they have school on Monday. So I'm trying to. I'm doing this. I'm calling this the accelerated version of Gigi and the Famous Three. Because usually it's lengthy. I would get them on Friday night and they would leave on Sunday night. Or Monday morning they would go to school from here, and now it's not possible. So that's okay. I'll see them again next weekend. And I'm still looking forward to it. Like I said, this is my life. I love my family. I love y'all. Y'all are my family. And I can't wait to do this again in the new year.
That's what I'm talking about. That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
You spent some time with them, though. The short period of time that in which you had them on this week end, I was at the stop on weekend. Like,
oh, yeah.
On this night, on this day.
Right.
You know, you feel added to the pot, and it still creates some memory that they can hold on forever. You know what I'm saying?
I think that's important. Absolutely. Yes, yes.
So my grandson's haircut appointment, he was the last client that our barber had this evening. So I didn't see them until it was dinner time. Like his appointment was at 5:30. So when we got here, we walked through the door at 8. So like I said, I put everything on hyperdrive, which is okay, because basically I only got two speeds, wide open and stop. It's either my foot to the floor or I'm pressing the brake. So they just keeping up with traffic. That's all.
This was a quick pass weekend for you and the kids, and it's better still beautiful because you still took the time to do all those things with them. So much love, and it's beautiful that we can feel that love, like Miss Pearly just said.
And I love them. Thank y'all. They mean the world to me, and I'm glad that it actually translates. I don't want it to feel like it's been rehearsed. They didn't know what I was going to do because they know I freestyle too, so they were just excited. And whenever I give a prompt, they know what to say next because this is the conversations we have all the time among ourselves. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. because I had a request for you until you said the children were there. So that's when I said, no, I'm going to shut the hell up, because I wanted you to add the word. I wanted to use the word fornicate in your freestyle.
Oh,
but
I would have if I didn't have
nothing.
Them. Absolutely, because I don't want to have to explain that and then explain to my daughter why we were having a discussion in regards to fornication. So, yeah. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Mm-hmm. We'll not be able to activate that tonight. I'll be in the sanctuary tomorrow at the Inspiration Factory.
do it there. Do it there where they're at the Inspiration Factory. Paul would love it.
I would give Paul a stroke. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my.
I like to pick things up. Oh, I love y'all. I'm going to go. We love one, my family. Thank you. La Perla Negra. I needed my therapy, and I got it.
Yes, you did. Baby,
I'm glad I can provide it.
You took this out.
I love my bike.
Yeah. I'm going to
love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That was all right. I do. I really do love the fact she includes her family in it. And mostly all of her pieces.
Yeah, I love the way little kids, there's a voice just came out of nowhere like that. It just popped in. You know, it's like little Santa, like Santa and Mrs. Claus when they grouped together with the little elves and stuff like that. You know?
Google elves? Yeah.
Yeah, I want to watch A Christmas Story right now.
You know what? I'm in the mood for that too. Give me one second. I think some water.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to just keep on coming along while you drink your water. I can see you all flowing and just seeing things randomly out of my face and just, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful night for it. Just say random things out of your face. You know, it's just one of those nights. Just pick up a pen, light a candle, and put that loose leaf paper before you and let it come to life. Just like Frosty the Snowman.
But you know
did.
What? You know what, though, for real? You have a gift for doing that because when you do just say random things, it's not nonsense. And it's funny. For the majority of the time, it's funny. And it comes so easily to you where a lot of us will have to think first before we say something. Or it just sounds like gibberish. Yours doesn't.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. I would like to say I practice, but I don't. You know, it's just the kid in me. It's just that kid in me. I was that kid in school where the other kids would like to pick to read when the teacher played those slides. You know, for those who remember those things, the slides, you know, there was no video. There was like slides. They wanted me to be the one that reads from that because I would do it in accents and different things like that. So I was just a class clown. But I was quiet and shy as hell.
Were you? You've always been an entertainer.
Yes, like but
forever.
I've always been shy. I've always been shy and stuff like that. But that was my way of giving of myself and coming out, you know, and just having fun. It's kind of weird, though, you know, being a shy kid, but yet possessing the silliness of a clown. Yeah. Thank you, Miss Pearly.
I was pretty shy myself until I just got tired of not being heard not being seen.
Mm-hmm.
Turned into pretty much a bitch on wheels, but it's all good.
Yeah. It was your laugh that got you through. I've always seen you were always very quiet, but, you know, you would just laugh.
Yeah. It used to be an uncontrollable thing. It's a natural thing for me to laugh.
I used to say things just so that you can laugh, because that would spread along the crowd, you know.
Yeah, you'd be cranking up, that's for sure. You did everything. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. You have always been a smooth dude. Always.
Oh,
never lost
the business elsewhere. Y'all got to know, I've known this lady since she was like 14, hooking school and stuff like that. Hooking a lot. Yeah, a lot of hooking. Y'all was hooking it like crazy.
Tell them folks that. Oh, yeah. Tell folks that.
I believe it at that. I'm going to leave it there.
I'll tell you why. I'm going to open up the microphone.
Better before I add some more to it.
Oh, no. Let me open up this next mic. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, Judge Jay. How you doing?
Greetings from Earth, people.
Hey,
greetings.
Mm-hmm, greetings. I like that.
What's going on with y'all tonight?
From Earth. Trying to keep from divulging any more information about the younger days.
Yes.
I've been loving it like a photo album.
Telling the truth for me. He better stop.
Oh, I've been loving it. This man needs to do a real interview. I'm talking about a deep grinding interview about some of that stuff that he was talking about right there.
Oh yeah, bro.
Oh, no,
14
no.
with a 40 in your hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh no. Oh, Lord.
I'm not saying no more, but yeah, man, it's good. It's a good night for some tomfoolery and stuff like that, man. It's Christmas season. It's a Saturday night. It's kind of chilly in Philadelphia right now. It's just something in the air. Like I said, I've been inspired to watch a Christmas type movie or something after this program tonight. I just want to get in that mood. I feel pretty good. You sound good, bro. How you doing? How's the business?
Man, we doing real good, man. Today we got out and hit a couple of stores up, hit up a pet shop, grabbed some duckweed. From the pet shop. The pet shop is a real place.
Okay.
I mean, I have to watch it.
Yeah, you have to.
He's got duckweed.
What is duckweed, bro? What in the hell is duckweed?
Duckweed is a floating plant. You throw it into your aquarium and it multiplies like crazy. You feed it to your fish, whatever you're going to do with it.
Oh, I may have to get some. Is that good for tropical fish?
It's good for goldfish. Goldfish are supposed to love it. I had just gave mine some broccoli, so they ain't want the duckweed. So I'm going to have to go in there and see what's to have some of that, because that stuff will take over your tank.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah,
you know,
it's one of those type of deals. You better be
that's
sure if you go.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that. I have a cool.
You better keep the algae down.
Okay. Is it like a light-colored green, a light-green plant?
Yeah, it's a light-green plant. It's real
like
small. It keeps the algae down by taking all the nutrients from the algae. It's a floating plant. It got a little bitty stem hanging from it. And when you go fishing,
it
gets all over
you. It is a weed. Yeah, it does grow like wildfire.
It's almost impossible to get rid of.
I'm going to check that out, Just Jay. I have a cold water tank and in a tropical tank. So I'm going to look into that. And I'm going to the pet store tomorrow.
Yeah. We're going to have to chop it up on some fish nerd stuff, bro.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to have to talk about that. This is poetic therapy. So fish need poetic therapy as well. So
they're part of my therapy, man. I look at the tank.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is a beautiful thing.
They have their own little lives going on in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
But they're so therapeutic, man. I could just watch them all day long. I love to look at this. Especially the tropical.
They bring nice blood pressure
over. Yeah, it makes you forget everything. I'm trying to tell you.
You get
caught up in them and time will pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. So, my brother, what do you feel about holiday fornication?
I think I'm gonna have to go without this year.
You might have to, bro. I don't know. You've been a bad boy. You've been a bad boy. All you get is cold in your stocking.
Yeah. Well, I'm writing a piece about that. I'll write a piece about that. So, yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing it. I want to hear that.
I know you do because it's going to be out of the pocket. But, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yes, sir.
That sounds like a good scene for real.
It will be. Say it again,
sir. You can use that and pick up your pen. You can use that and pick up your pen. Santa's naughty list. That could be a phrase.
Holiday fornication. Now, with married couples and fornication, it's not fornicating when you're married. It's not, you can't fornicate when you're married because you're married. But, so I'm just saying, I'm asking one half of a married couple, is it fun to pretend to not be married and then fornicate?
You know what, back in the day, that was something to get everything moving. You know, that's a real thing, man, but that you just knocked on right there. You got to do something to keep yourself moving. It's like being a shark, man, or you're a drown, you know, and because you're not doing nothing, you get so used to things being a certain way. And, you know, you start going through the motions with things, and you can really, a woman can really get distant from you because you're doing the same things that was the right thing to do when you first met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think, you know, I had a discussion with one of my coworkers, and we were talking about fornication, and we were, you know, we was laughing, and, you know, all that shit, we ain't supposed to be talking about
fornication.
You got to listen, right? Yeah, you ain't supposed to be talking about that stuff with your coworkers, but we were talking about it, right? And then this one nurse passed by, her name was Mary Beth. I said it, Mary, and she said, well, Mary Beth is married. I said, that's when the sex stops, when you get married, so she probably ain't getting none, you know what I mean?
It's a person by person basis. You tried to get me.
I tried to get you, bro. I tried to get you. I know you have a build up. I know that you have a build up. Mm-hmm. This is poetic therapy.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to leave it at that because it's really going to the left. It's going to the left and to the right over here.
Hey, you know what, man? It did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our next discussion will be on masturbation. Mm-hmm.
No. No.
Oh, we won't be discussing it. No, not, not us.
I'm just talking about period on the show or whatever.
I think we need to stick with the fish topic. The fish topic will work.
Yeah, let's hit that one. Mm-hmm. You try to get me in trouble all the way.
Yeah.
Like, what's over there talking about on that telephone? Nothing, baby. It's just poetry. No. No.
Fish and poetry. Miss Curly, where are you?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. You're trying to get a word in edgewise.
Okay. I was trying to get a word in edgewise, but y'all wasn't letting me, so I'm just following in
line. Okay, the mic is yours. The mic is yours. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I just made a suggestion we could do, that one particular phrase for pick up your pen, you know, Santa's naughty list.
Santa's naughty list.
I'm just throwing an idea out there. Yes, yes.
We can do that.
Hey,
we,
for real, if you do that, I'm going to do a poem about a nautilus shell.
A nautilus shell?
A what?
Nautilus shell. Nautilus shell.
A nautilus shell?
Yes, sir. The spiral, when
that's
you go down into a spiral.
Okay,
I am not. I can't go no more.
Yeah. As long as you don't add a T to that, it'll be fine.
Got you.
Yeah, because that scared me. I don't want to have my sister falling up here saying that J-Rob was doing a piece, that J-Rob was doing a piece about me up in here.
Who?
We need Danielle. When you said a naughty Michelle, I said, wait a minute, I didn't hear anything about her being naughty.
Liz.
Me? I'm not naughty.
No. I was talking about T. Michelle. I thought he was talking about T. Michelle at first. I said, no, don't do that. Don't do a piece about T. Michelle.
Don't go about my diva when she ain't here. Y'all ain't gonna talk about my diva when she ain't here.
That's what
stop.
I'm saying.
Right.
Back to you, Curly.
Yes. Well, Jay, I'd like to know what you brought for us to listen to tonight.
I brought a piece that you and VIP had prompted. I think it was Love SOS or something like that.
Okay. All right.
All right. You know what? It might
ready?
Not have been y'all, but I could have swore it was y'all. I am ready. All right.
Okay. Are you ready or you not? If whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, I'm ready. This love, this disrespect. We might as well move it. We have done all the field. From here.
Wait. Jay,
we can't hear you.
All right. All right, I'm ready. Now.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Put your mouth to the mic, bro. Put your mouth on the mic.
I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There you go. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This love is in disrepair. We might as well pull the flare. We have done all that we are willing to do. From here is the sea floor. The wind has whipped away our oars and our resolve. Not a single problem have we solved. We have merged together, and then we devolved into a hideous thing. Joined at the hip, swords for lips, and each and every word is sharp, hoping to inflict the critical wound. In the game of chickens, we take turns damaging the engine. Our ship's heart, we have torn it apart and scattered it on the deck. We have scraped and scuttled the hull till light shines through like a day anew. And the bow whistles and howls depending on how the wind blows. Now day and night we are followed by the white crows. Because sooner or later even they know, out of spite, we have reduced our existence to this. And the bitterest of ironies, it takes two to pull the flare. Dare this hideous, destructive beast find the wherewithal to make its final act an act of teamwork. Poem.
Yo,
wow.
The words to do. Yeah, that was nice, bro. Miss Pearly.
That was nice. You know, Jay, you got a way of spitting your pieces where, like I said before, it's like your energy shifts into a different level. Your vibration, everything changes, and you can't help but sit and just listen because you get this calmness about you when you spit your pieces. And it doesn't matter what you're spitting, it's always this calm side about you. It's just, and it, the change is like drastic. It's like, wow, you go from up to like smooth sailing, and I love the piece.
Now, when I be dealing with it for real, it'd be hard for me to find it. Let me just go ahead and let you know that, Danielle. When I'm dealing with him, hey, it's hard to find it.
Hey.
Really?
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
It actually is a comment because a compliment because my mind be going so in the other direction. A lot of times when I come on to go ahead and do a piece, I stay right there within, like, all right, I'm going to do this. But when I deal with you, you take me way over to the side. And I be like, when it's time for me to do the piece, I be like, all right, what's my cadence? How I do this? And it, I like it. Put pressure on me.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
it put pressure on me.
I got you there. Hey, well, you know what? That's kind of cool. That's kind of cool. Let me say this. Were you finished, Miss Pearlie? Were you done, Miss Pearlie?
It's like second nature. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah.
I can hear you. I wanted to say that what gets me about you, the piece was great. I like the piece, man. What gets me about you is your creativeness. I think you use a portion of your brain that not a lot of us use. The way you formulate your pieces pattern, it makes me wonder about your thought pattern, where you were. I like the fact that I like it. It's different. You say things that not a lot of people would say. You're just Jay. Can you repeat for me a few lines from way back where you said swords for lips?
All right. Our oars and our resolve. Oh, wait a minute. We have merged together, and then we devolved into a hideous thing. Joined at the hips, swords for lips, and each and every word is sharp, hoping to inflict the critical wound.
Mm-hmm. Then you spoke on decks on ships. You spoke about decks on ships. Give me some of that.
Yeah. All right. That's actually, yeah, you know what, I'm supposed to keep reading. It's a whole section. All right. Joined at the hips, swords for lips, and each and every word is sharp, hoping to inflict the critical wound. In the game of chicken, we have taken turns damaging the engine, our ship's heart. We have torn it apart and scattered it on the deck. We have scraped and scuttled the hull till light shines through like a day anew.
Okay. Hey, man. See, that's what I'm talking about. Very descriptive. And you're telling a story. You're doing multiple things. You're telling a story. You're rhyming. You're using word imagery, word trickery, wizardry. I like that, man. I love that about you, man. Your shit is three-dimensional, and it makes it, like, easy to digest, easy to be taken on that journey. I can imagine being adrift on water, like a pirate ship almost, and you're telling us all these things that happen, you know. So that's beautiful, man. I like that.
Thanks, bro, man. You know, you didn't help me out a whole lot with this whole poetry thing. You showed me it's not any limits to what you're doing, and whatever you do, as long as you do it with your whole ass, it's gonna sound good.
Right. Thank you.
Wow. Very nice to meet you. So much.
Yeah, I'm about
to go. Poetic therapy.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be knowing when I'm about to get thrown out. I got like a sixth sense for it. I'm like, hoosh. I'm like Snoop Dogg. Where you come from?
Ever send you over there to the office, man. Thank you. One love, one bite.
Who's serving drinks over there nowadays?
Galinda is no longer with
Lord
us.
Lord have mercy.
Poetic over in the bathroom.
She was good.
She was good. You would say that. Yeah, we might have to bring her back. If we start losing time, we'll bring her back.
Bye,
Jay.
One love, one love.
Yeah, bye,
Jay.
Yo, baby.
Bye.
Right, bye.
We might have to hire her back.
Lordy.
I didn't know she was that popular.
Yes, we have to have a corporate meeting. Let me throw this in here real quick, for real, if you don't mind.
All right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so dope. I'm going to open up this next microphone to my sister, Subliminal.
Yes.
My goodness.
Hey, Miss
Mike, how you doing?
Hello,
welcome to Poetic Sunday.
I needed some therapy. I'm good. How are you, ma'am?
Hello, Miss Robinson.
I'm good. This is number two. You know, I... I named your hubby Badness, right? So you Badness number two.
Well, right now I'm naming him Blindness because he done pulled the living room sofa all the way up to the TV so he can play his game.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, you said Blindness.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay.
I need a game.
He comes on here talking about me. Why can't I come on here talking about him?
Well, that's true.
Oh,
we're going to give you 3 seconds of talking. We're talking about life. We're talking about Ms. Subliminal. We're over here talking about fornication after marriage. What are your thoughts?
Fornication after marriage. You mean foreplay after marriage. It's not fornication when you're married.
That was the trick of the question.
It's not considered fornication anymore. It's now called foreplay.
Right. So what I'm saying is that this is when we bring in the romper room games. When, you know, we just met and I have a table set. I have candles lit. I have a dinner on display. And we're dating. You know, we're married and everything like that, but we're dating.
Oh, so you mean so it's kind of like come home and there's a letter on the bed and you got a room key, are you there, and that's it, huh?
Yep. That right there.
Mm-hmm.
That right
all the time.
There. You know what? I just want to say you guys make a great couple, handsome couple. I saw a picture of you guys at a recent event. You guys took a beautiful picture together. You know, when I think about, and I also think about those things that we're joking around with tonight. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't stop when you get married. It should grow and get even better and more enriching. I think we just got to go about things a little differently. Not let things get stale and old because we're so accustomed to each other, right?
Well, it's called whatever you did to get her, you got to do that and then some more.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's not really stopping. It's continuing and continuing, continuing. I mean, it never dies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you let it.
And look, this is an example of that. There's a commercial that I've been seeing. I love the commercial, and I'm noticing that these commercials are playing a lot of old school R&B lately, a lot of old Motown songs. Now, there's this one commercial where this couple starts off as like teenagers or something at the prom, and they're playing their favorite song, which is "I Only Have
Eyes
for You."
Mm-hmm.
And it ends with them at an older age where they're elders and they're still dancing to that song. Have you guys seen that commercial?
Seen that one. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Trying to understand what the commercial really means. At first I was like, okay, maybe it's a Alzheimer's or dementia and that's their way of remembering the good days.
You know what? You know what? You bring up a good fact. I don't actually know what the commercial is about because I'm taken away by that song because I love that song, and I get them going through different stages of their life. But I really don't know what that commercial is. Is it about insurance? Is it about what? I don't know. But the next time I see it, I'm going to pay attention to that part of it. But I like the fact that, you know, they're still dancing to their favorite song. They still have a love for it. That's what I said.
My daughter told me it was actually a commercial about him talking to the dot or whatever he was calling it out to. Play it again. It was a commercial for that electronic.
Oh, yeah. That's is that Alexa?
Alexa or something, or Siri, or he called something Google or something like that.
Yeah, okay. There you go. It's one of them. You're right. You're right.
It's one of them.
Could you play our song again? Yeah, I think it's Alexa, though. But, yeah, okay. It makes sense. Okay. Well, well, you know what? You guys keep it. Y'all keep that flavor going. Y'all keep that fire burning in that furnace. And I see y'all one day with wrinkles on your face and everything like that, but looking handsomely beautiful and asking Alexa or Google to play y'all favorite song again. That's what I want for y'all.
That's what I want myself.
Give me $2.50 and I'll make it happen. $2.50 and I'll make it happen for you, darling.
I can't with you.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's beautiful to have you here, darling. It's beautiful to have you here. I can picture my brothers all up on the TV real close with the sofa. I used to do the same thing. It's a Saturday night. Give him his peace. Give him his peace. He'll give you yours on Sunday. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Throat clear sounds.
Throat clearing.
Okay. Awesome.
Please don't unleash the word.
I don't know about that.
Don't unleash the word.
Oh, I'm out of the way. I'm out of the way.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. Other than that, how are you doing? Let's talk to that individual. Let's talk to Subliminal. Deidre. How's Deidre?
Deidre is
during
great.
This holiday season.
Deidre is great. Subliminal has been MIA.
Yeah. Okay.
But Deidre
that's
is
okay
great.
That's a good thing.
Subliminal
are you into this
has,
holiday season?
Deidre is not. Deidre has never been into the holiday season. For those of y'all that I said I was getting gifts for, they're still in my thoughts. Hopefully you'll get them, my thoughts, by the time I get ready to give you your gift. In peace.
Oh, that's a beautiful way to say it. I like that. That's what I'm going to tell my kids. I'm going to tell my kids the same thing, Christmas morning.
You're in my thoughts. In peace.
I'll give them my thoughts. Ms. Poorly, you have my thoughts as well.
Oh, wait a minute. Say that again. I have what?
I have his thoughts as well.
You have my... Yeah, both of you have my thoughts as well. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
It's cheaper
that's
than getting
a
gift.
That's a wonderful, wonderful gift. Okay, that's awesome gift. That is awesome.
But
take whatever
I expect my blanket. Yeah, I expect my blanket from you, though.
Jesus.
She's crocheting me a blanket to fill in the blank.
Okay.
We will
She does some awesome work. I've seen it. She does awesome work.
Thank you.
Very, very peaceful. Thank you. Yes, that's for another show.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But
wow.
Y'all don't have me on talking about some crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fish drops and raindrops and
double D40
and all that.
I want to know,
do you think you're on Santa's naughty list or his nice list?
Santa, I'm in Santa's thoughts.
You're in Santa's thoughts? Okay.
He's in Santa's thoughts. I'm kind of getting used to hearing that word now. I'm going to start using that.
Uh-oh.
It has a deep, well, she is subliminal, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it comes at you as such, a subliminal. And I can read in that line somebody starts. I'm going to start using that mostly this week.
Okay.
Since you haven't copywritten it yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
fine.
Sounds good. You know, just to let you know and to put it out there that we want to let you know that we got that duckweed. We got it in quarters. We got it in ounces. We got if you need that duckweed, Just Jay. Contact Just Jay for that duckweed.
I'm good. I'm good.
Nick is not enough.
Mm-hmm. I'm good, thank you. No dime bag, I'm good.
Talk to him. Come on. Come on.
I'm good.
It's a hobby.
I'm good.
You got to move some things from out of the thought area and make them happen. You should, what you can do right now is back all the way up to the kitchen door, right? Back all the way up to the kitchen door. Listen to me, little sister. Then come running full speed. Jump across that sofa. Throttle that man. Make him drop that plate, what do you call him, joystick. Knock the joystick out of his hand and give him some Christmas joy. Baby, baby, dad, just
Do you know how old I am? I would probably trip over my left foot, my right foot in the middle of it. He'll end up having to pick me up, take me to the hospital, and I get stitches on the top of my head. See how that works? No.
Watching you every time.
I am old. These knees don't work like they used like that. Nope.
Yeah,
I do not have any
knees. You're going to wonder why you're buying. You get those knee protectors,
you know,
get yourself a helmet. Okay, is that what
you're
here for? Okay, I forgot all about that. Miss Pearly, I'm gonna give the mic back to Miss Pearly then. Miss Pearly, could you introduce her to the mic, please? Thank you.
Yes, subliminal, you may do your piece. Whatever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Our kind people pledge allegiance to the United States of America, which stands one nation under God with invisible liberty and malicious flag justice for the Republic. All lives matter. You see, all lives matter to me seems like it's a double conscious talk dominating nations of non-melanated. You think you're correct. In fact, you disrespect. Your slip tongue press. You see, being black is a whole life fight in a non-liberated society. A third conscious state of world needs weight on our necks. Mask off. It's time to mask off. Remove the eye shackles blocking discriminating views. Damn. One more knee on melanated Americans. Then tell me. All lives matter, but yet you press. You see, you press the side that affects your parents have taught you. They pledge allegiance to our kind of people. Invisible dominance, for which it stands, melon has always been the problem. Damn. One more thing, one more need, our kind people. Pledge allegiance to the United States of America, which stands one nation under God, invisible, with liberty and justice for all. You're right. Which one is the all? And that's that drip.
I love it. I would love to be able to write more conscious pieces, more political pieces, but that's just not me. But I truly appreciate it when I hear other poets do it and you spitting their truth in there. I really, really, really like that. For real.
I've been messing with that piece for a minute.
Yeah, that was, I wasn't ready. I wasn't quite ready. Could you take me back to the top of that piece where you said, you mentioned something about lips pressed?
Okay. You think you're correct. In fact, you disrespect. Your slip tongue press.
Yes. That was dope. And you spoke about invisible justice. Now, that when you said that, that is what you said, isn't it? When you started out, you
invisible.
Spoke about invisible justice. Yes.
It's invisible liberty and malicious flag justice for the Republic.
Yes, that was crazy. That was crazy. I can tell that you guys are married for a reason. It's time to mask off. Because he got some stuff with him in his pieces. And it must rub off. Y'all must rub off on each other, too. But I like when you said it's time to mask off. Melanated American. Press and pledge allegiance to our people. Our kind people. Invisible liberty. That was dope, sis. That was very dope. It's got me, you know, off in thought. In picturing this piece, still after you've done it already, it still lingers in my head. You know, the words that you said and just bringing it to life with a visual. That was dope. That was really dope. I like that. You're showing off tonight, girl. I'm betting you, you need to run. You need to back it all the way up to the kitchen. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You just backed it all the way up to the kitchen, girl. Ran for that microphone. Knocked over the stand and everything.
Nope. You trying to have a fight, see? You trying to make a fight tonight. And I'm going to say, for real told me to do it. And he's going to look at me like, for real?
He's going to say, for real? I'm so right. I don't want no phone call. Yeah. Save it for another day because you got to get the helmet and the knee pads and stuff first anyway.
Oh, good Lord.
For real, because you're going to be falling and hurting yourself before you get to it.
You need myself. Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me? I'm going to mute myself. Mute it.
Oh, he's
gonna call in the next show and cuss us out or whatever, because that's what they do. They take turns cussing us out when you call in.
For real.
Yeah,
What was that thing that you used to do on Monday nights when you want somebody to come on and then you start talking and they hang up? Mute it.
Bang bang bang.
That part. Bye bye.
Oh, okay. We love you.
One mic.
One love, one mic. I think I said it back. Hey, I don't know what's wrong with me up in here, but I was okay before when I first got on the mic. One mic, one love. Mm-hmm. It's the therapy. That's what it was. It came through me. I was nice and calm when I first got on this mic. Oh, she's still here. Oh, hey, baby.
Yeah.
She's still here. Oh, I didn't know. I thought she had gone.
She's gone now.
Okay.
She is gone now. Yes.
I was trying to behave myself. I really was, you know. But, you know, when it comes to fornication, my mind just wanders, you know. I think I love fornication over marital bliss. I'd rather have fornication. If you ask me marital bliss or fornication, I would choose fornication. It's just different. You get it in when you're fornicating. But when you marry and you have any sex, it's just sex. You know.
It's just sex when you marry. That's all.
It might be romance a little bit more. It's 5% romance, 5% lovemaking, but then it becomes just sex. Because you're with this person, you see them all the time. You know where the hole is. You know where everything at, you know?
Yes.
You got real quiet.
I know.
You know, it's just sexy. When it's somebody that you know, you ain't married, you know what I'm saying? You want to do the monkey style. You want to do the kangaroo. You want to do the different things, you know what I'm saying? You know, the prayer mantis. That's what you're baby. You ever seen the prayer mantis? That's what you're begging for, that shit. That's when you're doing the key sweat. Mm-hmm. Make it last forever. Yeah. Oh, that's when you're crying. You want that thing. You want it. But when you see your husband, your wife, you know, this is stuff we got to do. That's how you look at it. We just got to do it tonight. We haven't did it 3 weeks. We married. We together. You don't want to become like brother and sister. So, you know, and you fornicate. That's what you call it.
Oh, okay.
This is what I think should be a T-shirt. Fornicate the one you love. Period.
Fornicate the one you love.
Yeah. Fornicate the one you love.
Okay.
Or the one you're
that
with.
That wouldn't be pretty. That, I think it would be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than saying that. Mm-hmm. It's better than saying that other F word.
Yeah. Ooh, that woo. That's kind of funny, too, when you think about it. I would just, like, have fornication in caps, all caps, large words across the front of the shirt. Just fornication, you know. Free a nation. Free a nation. Fornication. Mm-hmm.
Fornication mm-hmm. and free a nation.
You ever, you know, yeah, and, you know, because it was a saying back in the day called face. The Nation. You know what that's about?
Yeah, I'd never watched it. I never watched it, but I
have
do remember ever? When it used to come on. Have I ever
have
faced
ever?
A nation or the nation. Nation?
The Nation.
Not the whole nation, but I have faced a nation.
Not the whole nation. What are you talking about? That's right. Face the Nation. Me and my friends used to say that to each other to insult one another. It was basically about oral sex.
Yes, I get it.
Okay. All right, so we can move on to the next topic. I don't know what happened in the air. I don't know what went down. Mm-hmm.
It feels like a Monday. I don't know.
It kind of does have that Monday-like flavor. We need to bring that old thing back.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I don't know. I just thought that was a part of a song. What was that song that said, we're going to bring that old thing back. Listen to some love. All night long. I was trying to say we need to bring the love back because you went way left on this night, baby girl. You took this show way to the left.
I took the show to the left? Are you sure it was me who took it to the left?
Someone has to take the blame. Someone has to take the blame. Fall on the sword.
Oh, I can't even think. Please stop pronouncing the W. The W is silent in the word sword. It's not sword. It's sword.
I don't know. I think don't get me on another debate.
It is silent. It's not sword.
Well,
it's never been
other word,
sword.
What other word has a silent W in it? Give me an example. This is where you took me. I told you not to.
Oh, boy. I don't know right now. It doesn't come to mind just now.
No, so, so what is that thing in the playground? It's got chains and it's got a seat, and kids get on it and they do what? They wing.
That's a swing.
They sing. It's a swing.
Swing.
Yeah. It's a W silent.
That is.
Just
no,
say,
it isn't. But
right
the
now.
W is silent. The W
who
is silent in sword. That's how I was. That's what I was taught all my life. Sword. That is the correct way to pronounce it. Sword. The W is silent. Like the D is silent in Django. It's spelled D-J-A-N-G.
Yeah,
but it's silent.
You're killing me right now with the D and the Django thing. Because I still pronounce it the Django. I say, hey, did you see that movie, the Django? They're like, what, Django? I said, well, whatever, you know.
Oh, God.
There's
just like the P is silent in Psychopaths.
See, now you're getting crazy with it.
And psychiatrist
really
and psychology. And it's silent in the word pneumonia. What you gonna call it? Pneumonia?
Why even put it there? Why even put it there is the question. You have to think of the people that formed the language.
Have no idea.
Okay. You have to think of the people that formed the language. You know, some say potato, some say potato, all that kind of craziness. There's only one word with a true silent W. Okay? There's only one word with a true silent W, and that's whore. The word whore. Oh, saying that? Did I sound angry?
Okay.
Whore. I say it softly. Whore.
Yes. I'm sensing deep inner Bruce Lee anger.
Oh, Jesus. Watch my feet. Chaka.
Okay, for real. Be water. You have to be like water. Okay.
Yes, I love Bruce Lee. That was my bro. I'm telling you. But yeah, whore is a word with a silent W. Sword, I think you can still say it. Sword. Sword fishing.
No.
Sword fish.
No.
I love sword fishing.
There's no such word as swordfish, and you know that. I know you know that.
Swordfish.
I know.
Well, you might be right, because once I said swordfish and it slipped through my lips, I said, yeah, she right there, because you don't say swordfish. We say swordfish.
Right.
I love swordfish, by the way. Have you tasted it?
I haven't had swordfish. I've eaten shark. I haven't had swordfish.
Goodness. Oh, I would love to taste shark, but I've had swordfish, and it is so meaty. It doesn't taste like a fish. It's not built up like a fish.
No?
It's more like a steak. Like, it's meaty. It's like meat. Like, not like fish meat.
That's
you know?
Yeah.
I haven't tried it. I've been wanting to try some shark. I'll try a lot of things. It's a lot of things. You put it in my face. You can't put it in my face. Okay, but I want to try shark. Yeah, it's a lot of things. I don't eat all that craziness. I don't do off-the-wall stuff. But shark, I will try some shark. I don't want to mess with no rabbit. Deer, I've tried once against my will, because I get a picture of little Bambi and all that. That hurts. You know what I'm saying? I don't want
that.
But shark,
Bambi tastes
I will
delicious.
Eat an ape predator. apex predator, I will eat. Does that sound okay? I would eat an apex predator.
That sounds just fine. An apex predator, we are allowed to eat them. Yes, we are. Yes. It's an
like
acquired taste.
Mm-hmm. Tiger meat.
Tiger meat is supposed to be good for you, but I don't know if I'm going to try that. I'm scared of tiger meat.
I would love to eat a lioness. Baby.
A lioness. Oh.
Yeah. You're so dirty. You're so dirty.
Oh, man. Would you really like to try lion meat, though, or tiger meat, too?
No. I just thought it would be funny to say. I would not.
Okay.
No, that's like eating cat meat. That's like chow pao tao, my tao tai. This is Chinese. Like, you know what I mean? It's a rumor that you don't see no pet on a Chinese joint. You know what I mean?
They say it's good to keep the yang up.
Oh, Lord to Jesus. What is the yang? Are you talking about the Berderko? The Berderko?
The Berderko, yeah. Good to keep the Berderko up, yeah.
I ain't going to eat no cat just to all get it up like that. Now, it's a blue pill.
That ain't the kind of cat you want to eat.
I'd rather take the blue pill before I... Wait a minute, you talking about eating cat? Oh, I didn't get it. I'm sorry, I'm kind of slow.
You were doing fine until you said,
candy.
Oh, I didn't get it.
I wasn't catching on. I think he's talking about something else. You know, I was talking about ingesting cat, not eating it. Yeah. I think if you know what I mean. Okay.
I don't know.
You got me. Look, listen. Calm down. I need somebody to put the brakes on for a minute. You went all the way to the back to the kitchen and ran with that thing across the table with your vagina in your hand. Listen, I wanted to read to you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to read to you something that came in my inbox.
Okay.
Someone
please.
Said. They said, now, don't be talking fish. The word of the day is smegma. I think it's smegma. I won't say the name of the person that sent this to me. I won't say their name. Andrea. Smegma is the thick, white, cheesy substance that collects under the foreskin of the penis. What do you
collects
think
about under
that?
What?
Smegma is the thick, white, cheesy substance that collects under the foreskin of the penis.
Okay.
That's what I did. It's like mayonnaise, they say. It's like mayonnaise.
No, thank you.
Is there an O? Excuse me. Is there an O in mayonnaise, or do I have to say mayonnaise? Or is the O silent?
You can say mayonnaise, but we do say
thank you. That was
we do say we say mayonnaise. We say mayonnaise. I know what you say.
I don't think you're sure of what you say. I don't think you're sure of what you
said.
Mayonnaise. No, black people
mayonnaise.
Say mayonnaise.
That's right. We say mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
That's right.
Had to bring
what
you back
say.
To the hour. So, but the way she described it, the writer of this, that I didn't say her name, Andrea, said it was a thick, white, cheesy substance that collects under the foreskin. Has anyone ever been under the foreskin of a penis? Somebody call in. Somebody call in, press 1 to tell us your experience. Miss Pearlie, since I have you, have you ever been under the foreskin of a penis to notice any whiteness, thick whiteness, thick white?
I've been under the foreskin of some. I've been under the foreskin of some penises, and I've never seen any white cheesy substance.
What's
no?
Ew. Now these foreskins that you have been under, they were mostly Catholic. Is it the Catholic that don't get circumcised? Who is that? What group of people is that? What animal
recall,
is that?
Honestly, I'm not very well educated in that.
Laden.
It could be.
You didn't ask them their thingy before you just a foreskin?
I've only actually had one penis with foreskin on it. And they weren't Catholic.
Was it enjoyable?
They were an island.
Was it enjoyable? Penis?
No.
Does that take a lot
wasn't.
Of extra work that's not needed? I'd be damned
no,
if I have to pull something back. Oh, look, I think we're going to the right. Hmm?
Well, during the hardening stage, it actually goes back itself. It slides back itself.
Oh, it has a automatic thing type of thing thingy.
It's during the lengthening,
because,
the hardening stage.
It's during. I thought you were going to say it's during the launching.
Well, you could say launching.
It's just come on. 2, 1. Launching Houston.
I think that's called launch pad, not so much the launching.
Look, launching. We're going to call, I want a new name for a lovemaking called launching. You know what I mean? Hey, so she said that the writer of that who sent it to me, she is a nurse and she has seen many, many of those type of things. I'm happen to be in the nursing as well. Ooh, I can't talk about it. I am a nurse. Had so many plenty of that on dirty old men who wash once a year. Okay. You know what, Miss Pearly? Miss Pearly? Is Miss Pearly still in the building? I think we lost Miss Pearly. In the meantime, just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh, she got kicked out.